I'm the strong one, I'm not nervous. I'm as tough as the crust of the earth is. I move mountains, I move churches, and I glow cause I know what my worth is. I don't ask how hard the work is. Got a rough, indestructible surface. Diamonds and platinum, I find them, I flatten them. I take what I'm handed, I break what's demanded. But under the surface, I feel berserk as a tightrope walker in a three-ring circus. Under the surface, was Hercules ever... Yo, I don't want to fight Cerberus. I still haven't seen... what is it? Encanto. I'm seeing it. I'm just following the chords. Sounds good though, doesn't it? Sounds good from what I'm doing. Anyway, surface pressure. My son said the other day, Dad, have a look at this. And it was a show on the internet called Brainiac. Check it out. And presenter Richard Hammond started the show with the following sentence.
We all know you can't walk on water. Well, Jesus could, because he was the Son of God, and that was an unfair advantage.
I'm not sure whether that's true, but I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, there are pluses and minuses to having famous parents, you know. Imagine being the Son of God. I mean, imagine the pressure to succeed, you know. If you're the son or daughter of famous parents, you know. Slightly offset, I'd imagine, by the avalanche of contacts, cash, and doors flung open for you, you know. That's what people never talk about with Jesus. Being the Son of God, it's frankly no wonder he was successful, you know. It's like, I don't know if you know the comedian Jack Whitehall. It's hard to do this one without appearing bitter, but I'm not. It's just a fact. It's Jack Whitehall's dad, the son of an actress and TV producer himself, and his dad, Jack, was a massive agent for people like Judi Dench and Colin Firth. You know, imagine the pressure on Jack to be successful. It must have been immense. But the counterpoint to that, obviously, is he was going to be successful, you know, because of his family connections. He literally just had to turn up like the Son of God. That's what I'm saying. I mean, let's face it, I'd be on TV more if I had Judi Dench's agent as a dad. And what I'm saying is, not about Jack Whitehall, I'd be walking on water more if my dad was God. He'd sort it out for me. But as it turned out, my dad was just down the pub a lot. So as a kid, I turned into a kid that was down the pub a lot. You know, I'm just saying. Anyway, the presenter, Richard Hammond, his family was in the car business, so he went on to present car programs. You get the general idea. He's the presenter. And then you have John Tickle, right, the co-presenter. John Tickle. Now, John Tickle hasn't got a famous dad. So Richard Hammond continues. You can't walk on water, but John Tickle can walk on custard. Cut to John Tickle. With no famous dad, remember. John Tickle, no famous dad, while the presenter Richard Hammond watches, and Jack Whitehall and his dad watch on from their palace, and Jesus and his dad watch on from heaven, John Tickle, with no famous dad, remember, in embarrassing shorts, looking ridiculous. Starts to try and walk on custard. They fill a... So much money has been spent on this shtick. They fill a swimming pool with custard. A whole swimming pool. Must have taken forever. Drowning the water out at the swimming pool and then putting custard in. Gallons of custard. And then John Tickle in these embarrassing He first walks on the custard. Yeah? Yeah! He walks on custard. It is a miracle. I'm related to the surface pressure of your feet, or John Tickle's feet anyway. You're not going to do this. You have dignity. John Tickle's feet impacting the custard granules. And then Richard Hammond, the presenter, says, "Stop moving. Stop moving, John Tickle." And John Tickle, with no famous dad, remember, sinks into the custard. Utterly humiliated. And all I'm saying is, I don't know what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I don't have a famous dad. That's what I'm saying. I'm not bitter. My dad left us when we were kids and we had no money growing up. Not one single contact. Not a single door open for me. And the worst of it all was we could only afford very shit powdered custard. But you know what? Pluses and minuses of coming from a successful background with a famous dad. I mean, I don't know. Can you just imagine the pressure?